This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We would love to send you to Universal Studios Hollywood. If you're calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697, that's our phone number, you will win a four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood to experience Jurassic World, The Ride. And you'll be in the running for the grand prize trip for four. That includes airfare, hotel stay, and two-day park tickets. So call now. Nicole's got the phone. She's looking for caller number 97. We'll get people qualified all week. Is it 9, noon, 3, and 5?
Yes.
All right. Be listening to the Alice all the live long day. Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, go, go. Go.
Go. Go. Go. When did Chewbacca get there?
That's a velociraptor, right?
That's correct, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Does he get $5 for that, Sarah?
No.
Well, if I do, I only owe you $5 then, so.
Hey, are you going to pay him? It's all set. You guys could get net zero by the end.
Messed up your lunch.
Wow.
Anyway, that number you're calling to win those tickets is also the number where you can text us anytime you want. Anytime.
Yeah. 24/7, we're open for business.
Text us. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
Yeah. No, we already said it once. We don't have to say it.
My grandma used to live in Sebring.
Oh.
Story is about perfect for that area in Central Florida.
Of course it's
only
Florida.
Other exciting thing going on is what's the latest sale at the local Walmart.
Oh. This was where the castration took place? It's a good story.
Of course Vinny's on the dark web. Where else do you think he found Hamilton tickets for $1,700?
Oh my God, you're so funny. Vinny loved that one.
925. Thank you so much.
That was a good one.
Why do people like that one so much?
Just, you know.
Such a kick in the Richard.
We all have them. No. Things that were like, oh, never bring that up again.
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah. I can't believe I did. I can't believe I told you guys.
I really thought the way you guys built it up that this was going to be the thing I needed to go do.
Yeah, you did need to, but what you needed to do was just like wait. And
I have a friend who's seen it now four times and continues to tell me like, I'm on my fourth time. I still haven't spent what you did.
What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
You guys built up the show.
Oh,
to make me pay $1,700 for it.
No, dude, that was about this show.
You and Gretchen.
We built this show.
Built
and
that
show. By the way, that's me and Yuzette singing.
Yeah,
I know. You and Gretchen built up the
Hamilton
show. Yeah. It was these two.
Selling it hard.
That's
the
time frame.
It was awesome.
I learned the whole soundtrack before it even came out. I loved it so much.
Oh, my God. I know every word. The music's incredible.
It is incredible.
It's a once in a lifetime.
It is. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Remember,
my
first
friend
time I listened
saw it four times and still hasn't spent what I spent for the one.
Well, yeah.
And he keeps sending me pictures from his seats. Look, I can see the guy's face.
Yeah. It's right there.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like way up in the sky.
There's
looking
like lights
down
hanging
on
in front
it,
of him.
Like I'm a bird flying
down.
Overhead for
well,
17
hours. You got to see the rotating thing.
Yeah, it's good. I cried the first time I listened to that soundtrack.
Fell asleep on the ferry and I woke up panicking that I missed the castration story. And of course, it's from Florida.
Florida man, he's a character.
Love the show, guys. Don't listen to the spies.
Who are the spies?
I guess the people who send us nasty stuff.
Oh, like haters?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Uzi usually censors those. I don't really get to see much of that stuff.
I see him.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't want to see it.
I don't want you to get bummed out.
I don't want to get bummed out. I already feel stupid most of the time, so you know what do I need?
I don't need confirmation of that.
The whole from our sex jerko toy listeners.
The whole just sex kidding. Toy thing doesn't even start until season two.
Oh, well, Grace and Frankie.
Maybe your mom will find out about it.
Well, she's seen it all, so she must have come across the. But she doesn't know a lot of stuff.
She knows all about.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't think she knows where her stuff's at?
What?
You don't think she knows what's going on down there?
I don't.
She's a grown woman. She's a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, Vinny.
Except was a German group, and the singer was a little person.
Oh, yeah?
I did not know that either.
Well, he was a little person trying to be Bon Scott.
He was doing a Bon Scott impression there,
he
for
was.
Sure.
And then he even went into the Brian Johnson impersonation on as he was going further into the song. He's like, this, I'm not this.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you. So I saw the Elton John movie, and it was fine.
Yeah.
I liked the Queen movie, but Queen isn't one of my favorite bands. If they do an AC/DC movie like the Bon Scott story,
oh my God, they really should do it. And then it can just abruptly end when Brian Johnson joins the band. Oh, let's have a look at this.
He's the little guy on the left.
Oh, is he a little person or is he just like just a short dude?
He just looks short.
I don't think he officially counts as...
Yeah, his arms look proportional.
Look at him wearing gloves.
Well, it was the 80s. Man.
I know. I can't say I never did.
I love the hair. Damn. That's the look I was looking for.
Oh, those guys?
Yeah.
Their hairdos?
Yeah. The 80s. You had to be there.
Yeah.
And you had to be the right age. You couldn't be a one-year-old Bryn.
I'm the trust and safety manager for a phone sex website and can definitely tell you castration is a legit fetish.
Oh.
There's practically a fetish for everything these days.
Wait, what is this person again?
The trust and safety manager for a phone sex website and can definitely tell you castration is a legit fetish.
A phone sex website has a trust and safety officer?
Must.
We need to get that person. Well, we have their phone number. They texted us.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
I want to call that person. On The Secret Show. Find out what the deal is. I can't believe that a fetish website would have something like that.
Well, everybody can get sued.
I suppose that's true.
The Bananas grand opening was a blast.
Oh, good. I'm glad you went. Bryn took his daughter. If you follow him on Instagram, he's at Brynnyboy, BRYNNYBOY. He put up pictures of him and his little daughter there, mm-hmm. and they were sitting in a circle singing.
It was a good turnout. Really
that's
fun.
That's good. I'm so glad.
A lot of kids, good. Instruments. Man, I could stay there for hours. If Cameron wasn't there, I could, like...
I know. You can browse on that voice.
Yeah. There's so much gear. Oh.
I know. I'm so excited. Working very closely with Alan right now. Getting our freaking awesome studio put together. Oh, my God. I'm so excited!
Can't wait to hear your first record.
I don't know if we're going to be doing records.
Yeah,
why would you have a studio if you're not going to record it?
For parties and for podcasts.
And for records.
For jams, man.
Bohemian Rhapsody. But then you'll jam and then you can just have that as a record.
No one wants to hear our jams. Yeah. Those get worse and worse as the night goes on.
Right. Good records.
Mm-hmm.
Bohemian Rhapsody was awesome. Elton John's movie was awful.
You weigh the wind blows. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, as if nothing really matters. Yeah, that was a great... I did like that movie. I bet I'd like the Elton John movie, too.
Yeah, I think you will, but I'm curious. That's what I'm saying. I hope you'll watch it and tell
point.
Us what you think. I don't remember... Did you guys review that?
Hooman did.
I don't remember.
Else.
Rudy, probably.
Probably.
Hey,
although
Vinny.
Maybe Tommy.
He felt the same way, though. He said that he liked Bohemian a lot better.
I don't know why we have to compare them.
Because they're...
Right.
Hey, Vinny, I love the Elton movie and incredibly sad with his family. I like the way they introduced the music and how it related. Okay. I
You can tell anybody this is your song.
His drug addiction is horrific.
He wrote... But you said his dad was mean to him, but he wrote that song for his dad?
Well, because he never wrote any of the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bernie
that's
Taupin
right.
wrote all of the songs.
So was it weird for him to sing a nice song about somebody else's dad?
I don't... It doesn't... They don't touch that, but... But his dad's very cold. He's not, you know, he's like, I want a hug, and his dad won't hug him.
Mm. Oh.
He doesn't tell him no, but he's just not that guy. So that's, it's sad.
Does he beat him?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
He just doesn't love on him.
He just, he's not affectionate.
Not every
and then,
parent is affectionate.
And he's not affectionate with his wife, and his, there's a divorce, so he's a victim of divorce, if that's what you want to call it. But it's not one of those family, like, there are kids who grow up to be great successes who had crack-addicted moms. And
sure.
There are horrific, tragic stories, and this was not.
Yeah.
It was like,
You had a roof over your head, plenty to eat. Right.
He had a piano in the house.
Right.
A full, like a real piano.
Nice.
Not a borrowed one down at the rec center. Like,
was it a grand piano?
Yeah, like a whole piano.
Oh, that's nice.
A real deal.
How was the view from the house?
You know.
Pretty nice.
How was his mom?
His mom was not the nicest lady, but certainly, again,
do
back
you have any brothers or sisters? He's the
I
only
didn't
one.
See that. Oh. Nope.
They probably would have shown that.
Oh, his dad, who starts another family, has some kids.
Oh.
And then
some half-brothers.
And then he's, I'm giving away too much.
And
just
then he's
it.
Nice to them.
Yes.
Oh, that bastard. Why do they do it?
What a jerk.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? On one hand, I hear what you're saying. Like, how awful. On the other hand, the guy came around and figured it out.
Yeah.
He was
so
a better man.
So he only screwed up one of his kids.
Well, and you hate to hear that. But then on the other hand, he did better.
Right. He was ready for it.
So, I don't know what to say, but you tell me when
I
you
don't.
See it.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Okay. Hey, sir, did you see the new Downton Abbey trailer?
Yes.
It says it comes out in late September.
I know. I cannot wait. I gotta get my kid. We gotta try to finish up. There's no way we're gonna. Well, I think we're only in season three. But I'm trying to get through the whole thing with my older son who loves Downton Abbey now. And we're watching it together. I gotta tell him just to do it, just to catch up.
Oh.
Because I wanna be all caught up and be all fresh when I see the movie. Can't wait. The Queen's coming for a visit.
Oh! What just happened?
That's Edith to Mary. You're a bitch! How dare you! Now listen, you pathetic excuse for a sister. So good.
Is it?
Mm. You know what? You'd like it. It's a period piece. It's awesome.
I'm not into period pieces.
Well,
I
it's
do
real life. It's,
find
you know,
some of those.
The Titanic happens. World War I happens. Some crap goes down, man. What's things are changing.
What soap opera thing did I watch recently that I loved?
Big Little Lies.
Yeah, I loved it. It's
10,000 times better than Big Little Lies. And Big Little Lies is great. What happened?
I just ducked from your giant lying nose that almost hit me in the face.
I'm not lying. It's great. It's one of the best shows
10,000
ever. 10,000
times
better?
You're going to stick to that story?
Yes.
I dare someone to back her up.
Back me up. Listen, Big Little Lies, great show. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Downton Abbey, epic. One of the best shows ever. I liked it more than Game of Thrones. Of course, Game of Thrones fell off a freaking cliff in season 7, but it's a great show.
Let's see.
Matthew and the Dowager Countess.
Love you guys. Day one listener, but you have so much nerve complaining about other people who spoil shows.
I know.
You know, I wasn't trying to complain about people who spoil shows. I was trying to say that because of the season dump that Netflix does, it makes anyone who doesn't want a show spoiled have to plow through it too.
Yep.
So I think it's become a reality. We have to deal with spoilers.
Yep.
But my point is, was it Disney that's not going to do that?
Right. They're going to do it 1 week at a time.
I think that's a much better way to do it. And then if you want, as you stated, if you want to just spend a weekend mowing a show, wait till the season's over.
Right.
And then mow the
and
whole thing.
And hope you don't hear anything about it.
There you go.
Right.
And you can do it that way, but
there's so many choices though these days. It feels like no one is watching the same shows as you anyway, you know? So I don't worry about it that much.
I absolutely felt I had to.
Well, Stranger
get
Things,
through Stranger
everyone
things
was going to watch
in a week, or I was going to get it ruined.
Yeah. I think you finished it before I did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I jumped off Big Brother. I was watching that instead. Speaking of, Holly will not stay with what's his buckets at butt cheeks when. This is done.
I don't think so either. I wouldn't. Ugh.
Watch her face when she's with him. When she's out, they are out. All right. I haven't noticed that. Is that true? You think that?
I haven't noticed that. I really think that. But I have watched her have to apologize to that little brat a few times and thought, what are you doing? And then I thought, oh, well, she's playing the game. She's got to.
But she's still making out with him and stuff. Mm. How do you do that?
Maybe there's chemistry, but she's just like, yeah, we'll just, you know, I'm going to keep this rolling. Stay on his good side. He's a powerful player. Hello.
Right now, they're as a team, they're the power brokers in that place.
They are, but they're so stupid that they've broken their power. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that they have had now two chances, I don't know what they're going to do. What is it on? I guess Thursday they evict someone. I hope something changes, because actually, I don't. I hope that they wind up going home by their own hand.
You were GD right, Vinny. The original series of Space Ghost debuted in 1966. The original series, Space Ghost, was an intergalactic crime fighter from the Ghost Planet.
Oh. What is he now?
Wasn't Space Ghost like a cartoon talk show host? Mm-hmm. That's what Vaughn was talking about.
Yeah.
Is that he saw the second coming of Space Ghost where he was a talk show host. Mm. There were
two
completely separate lives of this guy.
Huh.
Oh, here it is. Space Ghost was a show in the early 70s. It's about a space-based superhero with two kids and a space monkey as a sidekick. Space Ghost Coast to Coast is an Adult Swim show using Space Ghost character. He's a talk show host, and they would spice in live interview footage with celebrities.
Oh.
I am both
proud and ashamed
to
know
this.
Vaughn is saying that's the one he knows.
Right.
Yeah. Adult Swim's cool.
Vaughn is clearly just a baby if he only knows from Ghost.
He's young.
Coast.
I think he's the youngest one, right? Didn't he just turn 30?
31.
30. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a baby. He, you know, I always think he's our age, but he isn't. I was 22 when he was born.
If you, like me, tried to buy his record on iTunes.
Yeah, you failed utterly.
It's not there. Yeah. He's going to call his distribution people and find out what the what.
Yeah, what's going on here, man?
You lost a $9 sale because you didn't get it up there.
And you know nobody's buying records anymore.
I was ready to click. Click. What is that? Paradise? Paradise? Triangle? Existence? Paradise?
Oh, Pyramid.
Pyramid! Oh. Sorry. It was one song.
Did you buy that?
No, I don't buy singles.
Oh.
I want the record.
But that's not on the record.
It doesn't matter.
If you want the full collection, you have to buy that one separately.
Well, let me just get the record first so that at least he's got a spot in my...
Okay.
All right? I gotta go.
Fonda Wizard. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. Say goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I just had a low-key weekend. Vinny just asked me what
he
I did
asked you.
This
I know.
Weekend.
They started talking about it. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I'm about to go on the air. I want to hear what you did this weekend.
I used to do cooking and cleaning. It was low-key, man.
Sarah turns the mics on and just stares at me like, you're on.
No, I
was already done. I was just saying I hadn't heard from you.
Yeah.
What's all that stuff all over the counter?
You know what? I don't know. I think it's from the mic mitt or something because it's the same stuff every single day.
It's that stuff. But mine has these little hairs at the end all day today. It's been tickling my nose.
Don't you have your own?
I do.
Yeah.
That's something got on it.
Why do you get all so hairy?
I don't know. You know what happened to me, too?
What?
So we got new towels at my house.
Oh, lint.
And I've had lint on my head and on my shirt. Like all over me for the last week or more.
Did you guys?
You guys
wash
don't
them?
Even say anything to me about it. I get
notice.
Home and I'm like,
I wiped some.
Oh my god!
I wiped some fluff off you the other day. I tried to help you.
You saw lint on them?
Yeah, a couple times.
It's new towels.
Yeah.
Did you wash them yet?
No. They've been washed, but they're like thick, fluffy. That's and you know what? You don't
and linty.
Yes, and linty. Mm-hmm. And you don't change them out daily. Mm-hmm. I use a towel for a week.
Oh yeah, me too.
As long as you hang it up, it's fine. Right. Yeah. People who are dropping their towels on the ground and wondering why they stink, well, that's why.
Yeah.
You hang that up, young man.
Dur, George.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm flashing back.
You're projecting.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to... What are we going to do? You're each going to use 7 towels?
Way to go, Ma.
And spread it out, too.
Yeah. It can't be clumped up. It's got to be spread out. Mm-hmm. That's what towel bars are for. Come on. People.
Right.
Can't wait till they get their own places and have their own laundry. Well, the one has his own laundry, but the other one, he just thinks it magically appears. I throw it in a pile here, and it turns back up folded on my bed. Like, I don't know how that happens.
Well, right. That's how it works.
Yeah. Right up until it doesn't. Well, I'm looking forward to that day. Mm. I'm looking forward to just doing me and John's laundry.
You know,
that's gonna be a good day.
You say that, but when that boy's gone, you're going to be like, I can't believe it.
No, it'll be great. He'll come and visit me now and then, and be awesome.
You'll still be doing his laundry?
Well, I'll do his laundry if he brings it home. I'm his mom, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Cook
some eggs, you know.
Right.
I heard Lexi has planned the best radio show.
I heard that too.
Like, I cannot wait to hear
What's
the middle
it?
Day.
What's going
I don't
on?
Know.
It doesn't matter. She does it after we leave. So we got to get out. We should probably go make room for Lexi.
A better mix of music and more of it, I heard.
All right. That sounds good.
Have a great day, everybody. See you on Get It On Tuesday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.